Rav Moshe, after wishing everyone a Shavua Tov.
Yes.
Remember that we started studying a structure in Derech HaLimud of what we call unification. When you have two halachas, yeah, or two kiyumim that overlap, sometimes we merge them together, and the laws and the regulations that govern one will now impact on the other. Other times, the overlap is defined as two independent coincidental overlaps, and each one is now continues to be governed by its own halachas. So we're going to start today with another application of this structure, and that is Kiddush. When we recite Kiddush, we have two brachos. One is Borei Pri HaGafen, and the second is Kiddush. The first bracha is a Birchas HaNehemim, because before you drink wine, like anything that you eat or drink, you have to recite a bracha. And Kol Hanena Be'olam Asimlo Bracha Kilu Ma. The second bracha is a part of the mitzvah, or the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush, to be Mekadesh HaShabbos. And now the question is, do these two brachos and these two kiyumim, one called nanim and one called mitzvah, do they merge into one, or is it just a coincidence? Well, the machine is not working, Harvey. So I apologize. I know they try to fix it. So now here's an interesting question, David. In a Birchas HaNehemim, what is crucial to make that bracha meaningful? Let's say you're citing the bracha. Is that the end of the story?
No, doing the action.
Correct. You have to benefit from it in some way. You have to have hanah. And the question is going to be, in this Borei Pri HaGafen on Kiddush, do I actually have to drink, or does anyone actually have to drink from the cups? If the answer is yes, then we have here just a coincidence of a Birchas HaNehemim in Borei Pri HaGafen, and all the laws that regulate Birchas HaNehemim apply, and then I have the Birchas HaMitzvah of Kiddush. But supposing I would tell you, and you might be shocked to hear this, that Rashi Shita is that it's not necessarily so, that it could be, you could be Mavarech Borei Pri HaGafen in Kiddush without ever drinking from the cups. And that would have to mean that Borei Pri HaGafen here is not your classical Birchas HaMitzvah, because how can you possibly justify that bracha without hanah, without drinking the wine? If you don't drink the wine, then the bracha should be a bracha of Hatolah. So Rashi says, now first I want to tell you where this Rashi is. Yeah, go ahead, David.
I'm sorry, I want to pay attention. I understood last week that by Pesach, the third kos was a mitzvah of Pesach, as well as a mitzvah of Arba Kosos, plus a mitzvah out of
Birkas HaMotz.
But I don't see here by Kiddush, we need the wine to make Kiddush. Why is it two separate meisim? Why is it not, Kiddush involves wine, and that's the way we do it. Kiddush involves the wine to make Kiddush on it, and we make the bracha on the wine, and we make the bracha on the Kiddush.
But what I'm asking is the bracha on the wine a bracha on the drinking of the wine? In a classical sense, I need that bracha as a Birchas HaNehemim. But then, applying the universal rules of Birchas HaNehemim, I have to be Nehemim. If I'm not Nehemim, that's what I want to show you from this Rashi, then how could that bracha be justified? Okay. So where is this Rashi? Now, the first page I gave you should say Mem Dalet on it, correct?
Yes.
Again, somebody has to explain to Harvey. Maybe if Harvey could look over with you, because I feel badly, but I'm pushing on us here. It's beyond my control.
Harvey, you want to sit here and look on with him?
What's this?
That we did already, Harvey. We finished with that. The one we're doing now is there, but the machine is not working.
Well, we'll just sit here and be gone.
I wish I could, somehow from my belly produce the photocopy machine, but it's not working.
Okay.
So you want to sit over there next to John, and you can look over with them.
You sit here, leave with me, and I'll sit over there.
That's fine. Do we want? Should I take this chair for you here? Here, let me just help you out here. So maybe John, you move over here. So Harvey, if you can. We're gonna make room for you here. Okay.
This is what he's talking about.
I see.
Okay. So again, Rabosa, keep in mind that, you know, I have this very long thing. I'm just going to give you a taste of a few lines in the page that you don't have from Rashi and Masechta Erevin. Okay, then. Now, Rashi and Masechta Erevin is addressing the following discussion. That's your phone. So this is Sugi Rabosai in Erevin on Daf Mem Amid Beis. And again, you'll be getting it in a few minutes. I just didn't photocopy this whole page just for that two line. So this is page Mem Gimel. You don't have Mem Gimel, I don't think. Right? You have Mem Dalet?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the Gemara there says the following: Tenach Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur Hechi Avit. The Gemara says it's very good. I can understand that you make a bracha and you recite Kiddush on Shavuos, on Rosh Hashanah. But Yom Kippur, what are you going to do on Yom Kippur? Im Avarech Alei, if you're going to make the bracha, Vishasilei, and then he's going to drink, that makes no sense, says the Gemara. Kevon Diomer Zman, part of the Kiddush is Shechianu, is Kibla Alei, he accepted upon himself Yom Kippur. The Aser Alei, and therefore he's not allowed to drink from the Kos. So Kiddush on Yom Kippur night is a real problem. The Gemara then suggests the following possibility. In Bedilno Levarech Alei, V'nachten Avarcho Shiyitom, he says, maybe you can tell me that he'll make the bracha, but he won't drink from the kos. He says, that's a problem, because he has to drink from the Tzarech Shiyitom. We have a principle called Avarcho Tzarech Shiyitom, that once you make the bracha, you have to taste it. So the Gemara says, Leisvei Liyinuka, maybe we can give it to a child. And that should be enough. So Rashi there on Leisvei Liyinuka, he says the following: Vilishtoso, the child will drink the kos, Liachar Shivarech Olav. And why is that so? How does that help me? He says the taima, the reason why we need drinking, is Mishum Dignayhu Lakos Shal Bracha Shalo Yehena Adam Imenu. Literally translated, it's an insult to the kos, it's a koshal bracha, kiddush is a koshal bracha, if nobody tastes from it. And the Gemara thinks that we can solve that problem by having the child drink from the kos. The Gemara at the end rejects that possibility, for whatever reason, that's not for us. So everybody jumps on this Rashi. When Rashi justifies the Gemara's premise as to why somebody has to drink from the kos, he says because gnayu lakos, it would be an insult somehow to a koshal bracha if they don't drink from the koshal bracha. That's the psa'adin in koshal bracha, that you have to drink from the koshal bracha. Somebody's got to drink from the koshal bracha. If the koshal bracha is left there after you recited the bracha, nobody takes it, nobody touches it, nobody tastes it, that's an insult to the koshal bracha. Why does Rashi need that? Rashi Lechori could have given a much simpler explanation. The reason why somebody has to drink from the kos is because of what? Bori Priya Gafa, because of the Bori Priya Gafa. Instead, Rashi doesn't write, and now you're on the top there, the first page, that'll be a brachal of Atola if nobody drinks from it. Rashi says that I need to eat, I need to drink from the kos, Kidei Shalotia Gnaila kos, so we don't insult the kos. So why did Rashi drop the main reason why somebody has to drink from the kos and pick up what seems to be a secondary, almost insignificant reason? And that's what the Rashash asks, Tamua Asame Mesove Siva. It's a very cool phrase that the Rashash uses here. He made the effect into the kos. You know, why would it be a gnai to the kos? Because it's a Birchas Hanenim, and a Birchas Hanenim requires that somebody drink from the kos.
Maybe like in the last one, maybe the mitzvah is on the heftza of the wine as opposed to on the gavra of the person.
It could be that the mitzvah is on the heftza of the wine, but somebody has to be nene from a birchas hanene. So I mean, you could stand on your head and say heftza shall wine a hin and a hair a million times over, but right. Rashi left out the main problem over here, that it's a birchas hanene. So you may be able to guess what he's going to say here in the next paragraph, Yesh L'Tareds, to explain Rashi. The Afil Lo Shasa Klal, even if nobody drinks from the kos, Gam Ke Mekayim Adin Shel Brach Al HaKos. What does that mean? That Borei Pri HaGofen, in the case of Kiddush, is not only a Birchas HaMitzvah in the classical sense, that's not the nature or the essence, the personality of that bracha, but rather it's a chelek, it becomes a part of Birchas HaMitzvah. What Birchas HaMitzvah does he have in mind? Kiddush. It's an essential part of Kiddush. And therefore, insofar as Borei Pri HaGofen is now absorbed into the Kiddush, if you follow what I mean, it's like the Kiddush is like a vacuum cleaner that sucks the Borei Pri HaGofen into its belly. And therefore, it's not a classical Birchas HaNedim. It's not governed by the rules that normally apply to a Birchas HaNedim, but rather it takes on the transformation, takes on a personality of a Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, just like a Birchas HaMitzvah doesn't require that you drink the kos, so too the Borei Pri HaGofen doesn't require that you drink the kos. So you'll tell me, but if nobody drinks it, it's a bracha matola. The answer is, it would be a bracha matola if you would define and classify Borei Pri HaGofen as a classical Birchas HaNedim. But since we're defining it as a Birchas HaMitzvah, ain't it tzricha shtia? So Rashi therefore was perplexed. If, as far as the bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen is concerned, you don't need shtia, so why is Gemara making such a big deal that on Leil Yom Kippur somebody has to drink from this kos? The answer is, it's a gnai to a kosher bracha. This is already a din in the kosher bracha. Now here we can introduce, David, what you were saying before. Now we're ready for what you were saying. If it's a kosher bracha, it's a din in the heft of the kos, that somebody has to drink from the kos. Otherwise you're insulting the heft of shel bracha. But the main question that we were asking is, why does Rashi need to come on to that? Rashi should have just gone straight away and said that Birchas Borei Pri HaGofen is a Birchas HaNedim, and if nobody drinks for the kos, it's a bracha matola. The answer is that the Birchas Borei Pri HaGofen now gets absorbed into the very personality and character of a Birchas HaMitzvah. And if this be the case, then perhaps we can explain a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara has a sugya called Dvarim Haboy Machmas HaSuda B'Sof HaSuda. Let's say, for example, something that you eat at the end of the meal, but it's still part of the meal itself. And the principle that Ben Zoma operates with is that such a thing does not need a bracha. If it's really an integral part of the Suda, then it doesn't need a bracha.
What's a special bracha?
It doesn't need a bracha of its own. So the Gemara asks, and what happens according to Ben Zom if he drinks wine at the end of his Suda? So the Gemara establishes in Masechet Brachos that in such a case he needs a bracha. Why is that so? So Rashi tries to explain, and he says the following. There's something very unique about the drinking of wine and the Borei Pri HaGofen on wine. And that is that it's goreim bracha li'atzma, which means that mevarchin olav afal pishit lo tzarech l'shtiyasa. Rashi says that there's only one bracha in the entire gamut of Birchas HaNedim which is meaningful even without enjoying the food. And that's Borei Pri HaGofen. Why? Because it's ba li'atzma, that sometimes this bracha comes, so to speak, for itself. And Rashi says by itself means that you don't have to drink the kus. Again, let's read Rashi one more time. Rashi says, Gorim bracha li'atzmo, mivarchan alav afal pishenu tzarech l'shtiyasa. And everybody asks, what do you mean? And Birchas Borei Pri HaGofen is a classical Birchas HaNedim, you have to drink from the wine. And the answer is that he's referring to Birchas Borei Pri HaGofen in Kiddush. And Rashi Lashitasa that we saw earlier in Erevin, Rashi holds that you don't need to drink from the kos. Rashi says you need to drink from the kos for a different reason, because of kosher brach. But as far as Birchas HaNedim is concerned, since this bracha is an integral part of Kiddush, it has the status of a Birchas HaMitzvah, and it doesn't require shtia. And now he points out in the left column here on the same page that based on this we could explain a very strange language in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that there's a fundamental difference between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNemet. In Birchas HaMitzvah we have a principle is Af Al Pi SheYotza Motzi. So let's say I already took my lulav, I made my bracha al netilas lulav, now you want to take a lulav, I can recite that bracha on your behalf. That's called Yotza Motzi. But in Birchas HaNenim, like let's say for example, you're about to eat a piece of bread. Can I be motzi you with the bracha of HaMotzi Lechem in Arts? So it depends. If I need that bracha for myself, because I'm about to eat bread and I haven't recited the bracha yet, I can recite it for you on your behalf. But if I've already recited the bracha, or alternatively, if I'm not at all interested in eating bread, I cannot recite this bracha on your behalf. So the Gemara asks, what about the case of Hamotzi, al achilas matzah? What about the case of matzah? Can I be mevarech al achilas matzah on your behalf? So the Gemara says yes. Why? Because there the al achilas matzah is a berachas mitzvah, and a berachas mitzvah yotza motzi. So even though I was already yotzi in this bracha, you're about to eat matzah, I can be motzi you in the bracha. And the Gemara says berachas hayayin shel kiddush hayom mahu. What about in the case of borei pri hagafen in kiddush? I already recited kiddush. Now you need kiddush. Right, let's say you had a guest on your Friday night table and he comes in after you've already recited Kiddush. So can you be motzi him in Kiddush? It's a little bit complicated. Kiddush, for sure you can be motzi him, but what about the Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush? How can you be motzi him? That's a Birchas HaNenim. And Birchas HaNenim, if you've already made the bracha for yourself, you can't make it for somebody else. And the Gemara answers, Keva Dechovahu Matik. Strange language. Came in the chova who mapik. Mapik means he can be motzi him because of the chova. And here we're talking about Birchas Borei Pri HaGafen. What kind of chova? He has no chova. There's no chova here. So he quotes Rashi and he quotes the Ritva. We're mostly interested in the Ritva, so I'm going to skip Rashi for the time being. Maybe we'll come back to Rashi. The Ritva says the following. He says, "Havel birchas hamotzi shebematza ubori pri agofen shebekiddush." He says, "Shehein nenim." They classically that would be a birchas hanenim ubi alma. In general, the universal rules in yotza eino motzi in birchas hanenim. I was yotzi ready for myself. I can't be motzi you. Be boile hacha. But here, in the case of matzo, in the case of kiddush, he has a suffix about it. Why? Hachi bahani mahu mi dainin lekidav dina bi'alma. Do we treat it as we always treat a birchas hanenim in general, universally, and yotza eino motzi? He cannot be motzi someone else. Odilma, maybe we should say hashta chovahi. What does the word mean by keva de chova mafikle? He says hashta chovahi delo sagi delo echel matzi. He doesn't have a choice. Does he want to eat the matzah? Does he not want to eat the matzah? The whole year round, he has such a choice. But on Leil HaPesach, he has no choice. He's obligated in the eating of matzah. Same thing with regard to Kiddush. Does he have to recite Borei Pri HaGafen the whole year round? It's up to him to volunteer if he decides to drink wine and make this bracha. But on this night of Kiddush, I have to recite Borei Pri HaGafen. Is Naseis Kol Achas Mehen Kibberchas HaMitzvah? Beautiful language in the Ritva. The Ritva was Mamish Rosh Hashim. I mean, in his, I don't know if he was a Rosh Hashim, I don't know the history of it, but in his style, he was a Rosh Hashim. And basically he says that these brachos become kibirchas HaMitzvah. That's what the Gemara means by chova. And therefore, in birchas HaMitzvah, we apply the principle of yatza motzi. So let's go over two tremendous chidushim we have, one from Rashi in Erevin and one from the Ritva in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And they both emanate from the same yisod. Rashi and Erevin says that there's a possibility of reciting Borei Pri HaGafen and Kiddush without drinking from the wine. And even though the universal principle is in Birchas HaNenim, if you don't have the Hanah, it's a bracha levatola. Here's the exception. Insofar as it's an integral part of Kiddush, it becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah. And in Birchas HaMitzvah, the halacha is that even if you don't have any anah, you still yotze the mitzvah. And now we have the Ritva's nafkamina. The Ritva says that even though universally the principle in Birchas HaNenim is yotza eino motzi, if I was already yotze my Birchas HaNenim, I can't be motzi you. But in the case of Kiddush, even though I've already recited Kiddush and I drank from the wine, I can still recite Kiddush on your behalf and I can motzi you in the Bari Priya Gofen. Says Ritva, why? The Ritva is outspoken on this, that Bori Priya Gofen becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah. And in Birchas HaMitzvah we have a principle, Afal Pi Sheyotza Motz. Now on page Mem He, we have a third Nafkimina. This is fascinating.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please, David. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. I didn't see
your hand. I don't want to take you off the tracks here, but in the Kiddush, if the mitzvah of the wine is not a purpose on Nena, what do we need? What's the purpose of the wine doing? What's the wine doing for us, kosa wine, in the Kiddush, if it's not a purpose on Nena?
Any time that we have to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bracha, through a Seder HaBrachos, we need wine. And that's called the principle of Ein Shira El Alayayim. So there's certain occasions in which we recite Shira, we thank Hashem. I'll give you an example. In Sheva Brachos, for a Chosin Kala, special Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having brought the Chosin to the Kala, etc., etc. And that requires a Kos Shel Yayin. Havdolah is a Seder Shira. Kiddush on Leil Shabbos Leil Yontif is a Seder Shira. The Yayin comes to set up the Seder of Brachas for a Shira Lashem. And you would have said to me that the Bori Priya Gofen is only a Birchas HaNenim. But we're proving from Kama V'Kama Sugyas in Shas that the Bori Priya Gofen, insofar as it's integrated into the very fabric of the mitzvah of Kiddush, becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah. And if it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, then the drinking of the kos is secondary. Again, I don't want you to walk out of here thinking that you don't have to drink from the kos. You need to ima from the kos, but that's for a different reason. That's because it's a gnai to koshel bracha, Rashi says, shelo yishtu bimenu. But as far as the Birchas HaNenim classic, you don't have to drink from the kos. Second afkimina, the din of yotza motzi will kick in, even as far as the Birchas Bori Priya Gofen. So, if let's say your guest comes in later after you made Kiddush, and somebody says to you, David, you know what? You make the Bori Priya Gofen. I'm sorry. No. You're the Balabais, right? So, you make... You, and you say to the guest, you make the Bori Priya Gofen, and I'll recite the Kiddush. Whoa. Says the Ritva, that's a mistake. You should recite the Bori Priya Gofen and the Kiddush on his behalf. Now, wait a second. That makes sense if you're governing the rules of Birchas HaMitzvah, Yotza Motzi, you already made Kiddush. But if you're governed by and regulated by the laws of Birchas HaNenim, how could you make the bracha of Bori Priya Gofen on his behalf when the law is Yotza Eino Motzi? The answer is the Ritva, because now the Bori Priya Gofen, insofar as it's integral and integrated into the Kiddush, becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah. Now we have a third nafkamina. This is a fascinating nafkamina. This you'll see on page Mem Hey number Dalit. I apologize, I couldn't make more copies because the machine broke down on me. So the Gemara is at the end of Pesachim, and there's a shita of within Tosfos called Rav Yosef Tova Elim, and he says that the reason why we recite Karpas at the beginning of the Seder with a Bori Priya Adama, and Karpas means any vegetable on which you make a Bori Priya Adama, is in order to potter up the maror later on from a Bori Priya Adama. So in other words, when he's eating the maror, technically he should be making a Bori Priya Adama, Birchas HaNenim, because the maror is not part of the Suda. However, since he made a Bori Priya Adama, and that's the reason why they established the Bori Priya Adama at the beginning of the Seder on the Karpas, on that vegetable, the Bori Priya Adama on the Karpas covers him as far as the Mar is concerned. Says Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elim, Matoras Achilas Karpas Belel HaPesach. We always say that that's in order to stimulate the curiosity of the children. Why are you dipping but it's part of the Manishtana. He says, Limnoa, in order to prevent the tzorech, the need of Birchas Bori Pi Adom Lifnei Achilas Chazeres. Chazeres is Moro. So it means that according to Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elim, I Efshar Levarech Gam Bori Pri Adom Birchas Hanenim, Gam Al Achilas Matzah Birchas HaMitzvah Lifnei Achilas Chazeres. And why not? Do you hear the question? Why does Rav Yosef Tov Elim in Tosfim Sochim want to separate the Borei Pri Adama from the Chazeres itself? Why is he driving us nuts? And we have to eat Karpas at the beginning of the Seder to make sure we get the Borei Pri Adama in. Why not just drop the Karpas and recite the Borei Pri Adama before the Achilas Chazeres? And the answer is, says Rabbi Yosef Tuvel, because he has to make a different bracha on the Chazeres. Which bracha? Al Achilas Mara. So what? Why can't he make both brachas on the same Mara? And the answer is, we have a principle called Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas, that we don't impose two brachas on the same Achilas. So he's eating the Chazeres, and he can't make two brachas on the Chazeres, because that's called Chavilas Chavilas. So Tosis rejects Rabbi Yosef Tuvel. He says, "V'nira, the ain't tzarich levarach bor pri adam. He doesn't have to set up a bor pri adama on the karpas." Ah, he says, "I would agree that once he makes the bor pri adama on the karpas, Rabbi Yosef Tuvel was right. He doesn't have to repeat the bor pri adama when he eats the chazeres, but." There's no need to do it that way. So let me explain. I hope you followed what I said. Maybe I have to repeat myself. Tosis doesn't reject Rabbi Yosef Tovelo's premise that the Bor Pri Adom on the Karpas patters him up from the Chazeres. That's correct. And I'll explain why in just a minute. He just disagrees with the principle of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas in this particular application. He doesn't think that Enos and Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas should apply in the case of Chazeres. You can make both brachas on the Chazeres. There's no need to do this whole, engineer this whole thing on the Karpas. Now, let's go step by step. Why is the Bor Pri Adama on the Karpas meaningful for the Achilas Chazeres? And that's agreed upon both by Rabbi Yosef Tovelin and Tosfos. L'chora, we have a major problem here. What happens between Karpas and Chazeres? Who remembers? Kadesh, Urchatz, what comes next? Yachatz, and then Karpas. What's after Karpas? Okay, after Yachatz, what's next? Magid. So there's going to be a whole Haggadah that's going to be recited between the Borei Pri Adama on the Karpas and the Achilas Chazeres that comes after Magid. Says Tosfos, that's not a problem. That's not considered a hefsek. Here Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin is correct. And he says, Ein tzarich levarach pamachas. You don't need another pamacheres for Pri Adama. The Achogav de Haggadah ha'mi hefsek. He says, no, that's not considered a hefsek. Lo nifta birka shal tibu rishu mikomakom. Birchas Hamotzi Potrosam Dehavilei Dvorim Haboim B'toch Asuda Machmas Asuda Sharei Yerokos Gorim Halev. Okay, this is complicated. Let me just get to the punchline for us. He says the following: Bali Atosus Cholkim Olav. They disagree with Rav Yosef Tuv Elim. The Torah, and their argument is, we can be mevarech both birchas hanenim and birchas hamitzvah together, and that's not considered chavilos chavilos. If you're justifying the karpas because you have to separate the bor pri adama as a birchas hanenim from the al achilas mor as a birchas hamitzvah, says Tosfos, I disagree with you. That's not a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. We can have both brachas, one on top of the other. Why? Because these two brachas have two purposes and two different goals. The goal of Bor Pri Adama is Birchas HaNenim. The goal of Alachilas Morar is Birchas HaMitzvah, two separate brachas. That's not called Chavilas Chavilas. Chavilas Chavilas means when you repeat the same bracha, the same mitzvah on the same object, that's called Chavilas Chavilas. And therefore the fact that we make a Birchas HaNenim and a Birchas HaMitzvah together, that's fine. That's just an overlap of two kiyumim. Okay? Comes along Tosfos and he asks, well, in the case of Kiddush, we recite Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenim. In Kiddush we recite a brach on the Yayin, that's for Gofen, and then we recite Kiddush. Why isn't that a problem of Chavilas Chavilas? In other words, according to you, Rav Yosef Tuvelin, that we have to set up the karpas in order to separate the Bor Pri Adama from the Al Achilas Morar, because otherwise it's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. Why don't we do the same thing with Yayin? We should set up one kos of Yayin and make a Bor Pri Agafen, and afterwards we'll make Kiddush on the second kos. Of course, we have to separate them, of course, of Chavilas Chavilas. That's Tosfos' kasha on Rav Yosef Tuvelin. But keep in mind that Tosfos is of the opinion there's no problem of Chavilas Chavilas because one is a Birchas HaNenim and one is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And they're two separate entities.
We see that already with Matzah, not two brachas.
Right there in Matzah we have again, Amotzi Lach Minoris is a Birchas HaNenim and Alachilas Matzah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's not Chavilas Chavilas. So Yesh L'Tareitz, how do we understand Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin? He says the following, Shem Kiddush. In the case of Kiddush, these two brachos integrate into one whole, and therefore the birchas hanenim of Bor Pri Agafen becomes what? A birchas hamitzvah. Ah, so it's part of the birchas hamitzvah, then that's not a problem of chavilas chavilas, meaning the mitzvah of Kiddush now generates two different brachos. Both Birchas Ha Bor Pri Agafen, but not Torah's Nenim. So again, according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin, if you have an overlap of Birchas Ha Nenim and Birchas Ha Mitzvah, that's a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. But if I can convert and transform the Birchas Ha Nenim into a Birchas Ha Mitzvah, then one mitzvah is Mechayev two brachas, and that's not Chavilas Chavilas. Lachem Bekiddush. Efshal Levarech, I'm now on the top page Mem Vav if you have it. Efshal Levarech, Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNen, Alkos, Achas. And the principle of Chavilas doesn't apply because they're both Birchas HaMitzvah. But if I'm going to have to make the bracha as a Birchas HaNenim, he says, "V'mokum shevarchem pamayim v'ena bracha shay chazu lezu," meaning the Bor Pri Adama, according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin, on the Morar has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Morar. It's only purely a Birchas HaNenim, although I don't know what Hanoi gets from eating Morar, but anyway, yeah. That's a different question. He says, "V'ein mitzvah for zu lezu," it doesn't become integrated into some Seder HaBrachas on one mitzvah. And therefore, chal haklal, the principle applies of einos mitzvah chavilas chavilas. It comes out, Daniel, according to your point, that Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin is going to have to agree that amotzi lechem in aretz is part of alachilas matzah. Now let's figure that out. In the case of Kiddush, let's have make Kiddush on matzah, on bread, whatever it is, the whole year. So then I understand very well that the amotzi lechem in aretz, like the Bor Pri Agafen, becomes a birchas HaMitzvah, therefore there's no problem of Chavilas Chavilas. But Daniel's asking, what about Achilas Matzah? That's not Kiddush. I've already long ago, when I started my Seder, I fulfilled my mitzvah of Kiddush. Now I have a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the Birchas HaNenim of HaMotzi Lech Min Haaretz, together with the Birchas HaMitzvah, according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelin, should be a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. Just like in the case of Bor Pri Adama, I don't know.
One,
I thought he would address this question. What?
One's Lachemayini and one's Matzah's Chedus.
I don't know. This we have to take under advisement. So again, you hear what's going on here, Rabosai. So Tosfos Lashitas holds that whenever you have to make a Birchas HaNenim together with a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's not Chavilas Chavilas. They're two separate Kiyumim. And both are generated by the same kos in this case. And therefore, if you apply that to Karpas to Chazeres. So you need a Bar Priya Doma for a Birchas HaNenim, you need a Al Achilas Mar for a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's not Chavilas Chavilas, but Rav Yosef Tovelim holds that the combination of a Birchas HaNenim and a Birchas HaMitzvah generates the principle of Ein Osu Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. So how do you justify Kiddush? And the answer is because the Bar Priya Gofen in Kiddush is not a Birchas HaNenim in the classical sense, but rather a Birchas HaMitzvah. So we now have three nafkaminas to this this chiddush of redefining Borei Pri HaGofen and Kiddush. Number one, we said that since it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, you don't have to drink from the kos. Number two, since a Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore Yotza Motzi applies. And number three, the principle of Chavilas does not apply because it's one kos that generates two mitzvahs. Two brachas, betoras, mitzvah. Finally, he has a discussion here about a sugya of Nashim Chayoves Bekiddush Midoraisa. This is in Brachos Daf Chaf Amid Beis. Why is a woman obligated in Kiddush Doraisa? And the answer is because Kol Sheyeshno Bezochar Yeshno Beshomar. And he quotes a Gemara in Nazir. What does Gemara say in Nazir? What's considered yayin mitzvah? Kiddush v'avdol. So the Gemara wants to suggest that a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, even if the wine is what? Is yayin shel mitzvah, even kiddush. So the Gemara asks the following question. I mushba v'yomi me'ar Sinai. Who you can take a shvuah neder if the Torah doesn't obligate you to do the opposite, but for you to contradict the mitzvah and the shvuah that you took at Ar Sinai. So if this halach of mushba v'yomi me'ar Sinai in regard to yayin shel kiddush yayin shel avdolah, then the zeros can't be chal to undermine that mitzvah. It's mushba v'yomi me'ar Sinai ain't shvuah chal shvuah. Says Rabbeinu Tam. You have to read the Gemara with an inflection of a question. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that the nazir will not be able to what? Will not be allowed to make kiddush aliyayin? I don't need a pasuk for that. There's no mushba v'yomi mar Sinai on drinking wine, meaning the whole halacha of drinking wine with regard to kiddush is only derabbanan. And even the pasuk Zochras Yom HaShavuos L'Kadosh is only a smachta to the mitzvah of drinking wine. So therefore comes out, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no need to establish that a nazir is enjoined from drinking wine of Kiddush, because there's no mushba v'yomed on the yayin of Kiddush. Eliki Omar Rava Shvua She'eshte Yayin the Omar Harini Nazir. He took a shvuah that he's not going to drink wine, and then he enunciates the Kabbalah's Nazirus of Harini Nazir. Itzter Kra, the Chalei Nazirus, Lefishu Mushba, the Omed.
There's a conflict between these two brachos, that's why.
Oh, since he took a shvuah She'eshte Yayin, right? So now he has a shvuah that'll drink wine. And now he says Harini Nazir. And means he's not allowed to drink wine, but he just took a shvuah that he will drink wine. Correct?
Yeah.
Oh. So now we need the pasuk to teach me that he won't drink the wine because he took a shvuah, even though he took a shvuah that'll drink wine, but there's halach of Nazir. And then Zeus is Chal. And that's based on a drasha. Oh. So again, in the case of Kiddush, we don't need a pasuk because we said that he's not Mushba V'yomid. But here he took a Shvuah, and therefore he's Mushba V'yomid. So I need a pasuk to say, no, the Zeus is Chal, and he's not allowed to drink the wine. Kiddush is Doraisa, but Aliyayin is Darabonim, correct? It says Zohar Yisrael Shabbos Zohar Yisrael Yayin, that's an Asmachta Bial. So let's go over this one more time. the Gemara needs a special Yalfusa to establish that the Nazirus is chal on Yayin, even Yayin Shel Mitzvah. So what's Yayin Shel Mitzvah? So first the Gemara thinks that Yayin Shel Mitzvah is Kiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says it can't be Kiddush because he's not Mushma V'Yomein to drink the wine of Kiddush. That's only in Asmachta D'Rabbanan. Then the Gemara answers a different answer that what? He's Mushma V'Yomein, he has a Mitzvah of Yayin because he took a Shvuah, she Yishtema Yayin. Tosus says that there's a fundamental difference between Kiddush and Yayin. In this case, we took a Shvuah that'll drink wine. Because Kiddush is Doraisa, but Yayin is Derabbanan. Inami afilu drasha gemura hodu mevarech tzorch sheyitom hainu midrabbanan. Tosus says that even if Kiddush al Yayin is Doraisa, so when it says Ochreo al Yayin, that's not an asmachta, that's a doraisa, but that's only to set up the Kiddush al Yayin, but you don't have to drink the wine. That's only the Rabbana. He says, Tzorach Iyud, he says, the Kiddush, Chiyuv Kiddush al Yayin al Akos, Havi doraisa, Aval Ashtia, Eina Elu Rabbana Kosher, Meachas Yesh Bekiddush Birchas Bor Pi Agofen, is if he doesn't drink it. So again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in one teretz in Tosfos, Enoch Inami, he's chayv in the rice of Mekadosh al Yayin, but doesn't have to drink the wine. So the question is, but he made a bar priya gofen. If he doesn't drink the wine, it's going to be a brothel of atola. So you have to answer, like we said before, that the bar priya gofen is a birchas ha-mitzvah. And since it's a birchas ha-mitzvah, you don't have to drink the wine. So we have five nafkiminas now. Should we test ourselves? Let's see if we know all five nafkiminas that Bar Priya Gofen in Kiddush is Birchas HaMitzvah. Number one, he doesn't have to drink from the kos. Number two, Yotza Motzi can be Motzi someone else in Kiddush. Number three, we said that, right, that was number two. Number three, we said that the halacha of chavilas doesn't apply in Kiddush. And number four, we said that there's no mushba v'yomid on the nazir. So why am I thought there were five nafkimis. Did I miss one? Just 1 second. Yotza Motzi. Right, that was number two. Number three is Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, there are only four nafkimis that we have, I think. Okay. Now let's go on to a discussion that we began last week. And the question is whether women are obligated in the midst of Hallel B'Leil HaPesach. So normally women are exempt from Hallel, and that's because the mitzvah say Shazman Grom, but Leil Pesach is an additional chiyuv called Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now the question is, do we integrate Hallel into Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? And we say that despite the fact that women are exempt from Hallel as a separate independent mitzvah of Hallel, but nevertheless, in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're obligated. He quotes a Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says the following. The fourth kos is the kos of Hallel. And women are obligated in the Dalet Kosos. If they're obligated in the fourth kos, which is the kos of Hal, then they're obligated in Hal as well. This reminds me that I mentioned the last time that there's some poskim who want to say that a woman has to daven on Chanukah. Did I mention it? That since on Chanukah is a separate chiyuv b'toras Chanukah of Yemei Hallel Vodoya and in Masakeh and Alanisim and in Tefillah, they have to daven in order to recite Alanisim. So here also they'll have to recite Hallel, but not because of the recitation of Hallel, but because Hallel is a part and parcel of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we had the last time we learned, we got up to the Efsha, which is the bottom left. That's I made myself a sign there. Do you see that?
Yes.
He says the following. He says that apparently
it's not a kasha.
Right. In other words, why is that women are exempt from halal on Sukkis, on Atzeres, but on Pesach, Lechayiv, and Halel, that's not a kasha, because Halel and Leil Pesach is part of the fabric of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he quotes the Chinuch that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, the Baalei HaTosfos are of the opinion that the chiyuv to read Halel is a separate chiyuv. It's not integrated into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so there's just an overlap of Halel and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore women are exempt from Halel even if they're obligated in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a very difficult shita. Yeah, David?
The Halel is still part of the Haggadah, and the women,
right.
The women are there for the Haggadah. The women are not like...
And not only that, the Halel is part of the third kusos of the Dalit Kosos, fourth kusos of the Dalit Kosos. So how can you say the women are exempt from Halel? I don't know. This is a difficult shita. Then he quotes Tosfos in Masechta Megillah. That's on the left column. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is of the opinion that the latest time for Korban Pesach is Chatzos, and therefore the latest time for Achilas Matzah is Chatzos, because we have a hekesh between Matzah and Korban Pesach. The Afikoman is only a Takonah d'Rabbanan, but we have to replace Korban Pesach, so therefore the Afikoman should be eaten before Chatzos. That's what Tosfos says in Kain Tzorch Lemayer Lechol Matzah B'Leil Pesach Kodim Chatzos. Okay, there's a hekesh between Matzah and Korban Pesach. So going from Elazar ben Azariah, you have to eat the Matzah before Chatzos. And he says, Afilu Matzah Shal Afikomen, insofar as it replaces the Korban Pesach. Oh, now he wants to know about Halel. Halel comes after the eating of the Afikomen. Am I right?
Yeah, so.
So now the question is, you ate the Afikom before Chatzos, you have to be makpid to recite Halel before Chatzos. So Tosfos says, Ein tzorch lahachmir kol kach. You don't have to drive yourself crazy and be makpid to see to it that the Halel is recited before Chatzos. Even though we're makpid for a Belos Ben Azariah, you eat the matzah before Chatzos. Matzah is doraisa, Afikom is zecher l'korban Pesach, but Halel is only derabban. And many who showed him disagree. And they say that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to be makpid not only with regard to matzah, but even with regard to halal, to make sure that the halal is before chatzos. The answer is because here we have an overlap of halal and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is b'shoshi yesh matzah u'morar munachim lefanecha. Right? Whose phone is that? That's yours?
It's my wife.
Okay, so your wife is calling you. You better go.
Thank you.
You know, we're going out of Sheba Mitzrayim, but that Sheba we never got out of. You know. All right. So that's who wants to say that if we define the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Halel as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to be makpid according to Blos Ben Azariah to recite Halel before Chatzos, like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is before Chatzos. Now, why does Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim depend upon matzah? And that's called Bavur Zeh. You remember that? Drasha Bavur Zeh. Fine. Now, he wants to know, this is fascinating. He wants to know about someone who omitted Yalav Yomim benching on Rosh Chodesh, in a case where Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos. Now, as a universal rule, if Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, you have to mention Yalav Yomim and benching, but if you omit Yalav Yomim and benching, you don't repeat Birkas HaMos. What about the case of Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? So he has here an entire discussion, which is on page Mem Ches, if you have the photocopy, based on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Tes, that if he omitted Yal V'Yom on Rosh Chodesh Shechal Lios B'Shabbos Omer Avidi Barof and Omer Av Amar Av Nanaya Tov Elo Hizkish Rosh Chodesh B'Tfilo Machzirin Oso B'Birkas HaMozon Ein Machzirin Oso. So if it was Tfilo, then we have Halacha B'Kol Yom V'Yom Teilo Mein Rosh Mein Amor, and therefore it's an integral part of Tfilo. So Yal V'Yom and Tfilo on Rosh Chodesh is critical. But what about Birkas HaMazon? We add Yalav V'Yomer to Birkas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh. But here the din is Ein Machzirinos. So if he forgets to recite Yalav V'Yomer in Birkas HaMazon, he doesn't have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. Amalei Rav Idi Bar Oven or Rav Ami, Maishna Tfila, Maishna Birkas HaMazon. Why should there be a difference between Tfila and Birkas HaMazon? And he says, Nechse Anan, Tfila Chovehi. So, but Birkas HaMazon, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lo Ochel, there's no chiyuv to eat and therefore to be obligated in the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon is Ein Machzirnos. So the Gemara asks, Elameyato Shabbosos V'yomim Tovim D'lo Sagi D'lo Ochel. We have a mitzvah of owning Shabbos that requires us to eat on Shabbos, to be Koveh Asud on Shabbos. If he omits Yalav V'Yomer Birkas HaMazon, Hada, he should have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. Omaloyin, he said that's true. Your logic is absolutely soundproof. Diomer of Shil, Omer of Rav, Toa Chozel Rosh. And what's the case of Toa Chozel Rosh? This is the case of the overlap of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. He says the following. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, if he left out Ritzei, I understand, because the fact that it's also Rosh Chodesh is irrelevant in Shabbos, and therefore he has to repeat Birkas HaMazon if he left out Ritzei. But La Yalav V'Yomer, we shouldn't say the same thing on Yalav V'Yomer. But yet the Meiri says that the pashtus in the sugya is that if he left out Yalav V'Yomer benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he has to repeat benching. Just like the case of Shabbos where he left out Ritzei, Mikan Kosvu, Shemesh Shabbos Shechal Rosh Chodesh B'Socha, Machzirno Sa Af B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, meaning even for Yalav V'Yomer. Hoil V'Chozer Chozer Lakol. Since if he leaves out Ritzei, he would have to repeat Birkas HaMazon, therefore if he leaves out Yalav V'Yomer, he has to repeat Birkas HaMazon. What kind of svar is that? He says the answer is this merger theory of ours. That Birkas HaMazon of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a mizug, it's a merger of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And therefore here the Gemara's logic of Ein Machzirinos, so because he boy ochel, he lo boy ochel, doesn't apply. Now he's required to eat. V'acholkim sovrim she'ein chelik echad, meaning kiyum echad mashpia, al chelik ha'acher, al kiyum ha'acher, and therefore ein machzirinos. So the machayev of Yalav V'Yomer is Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is not machayev Yalav V'Yomer. So the Yalav V'Yomer is only related to Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, the law of Rosh Chodesh is that if you leave that Yalav V'Yomer benching, you don't repeat benching. Who cares if it's Shabbos? Shabbos has nothing to do with the chiyuv of Yalav V'Yomer. So how do we understand the Meiri? The Meiri is of the opinion that Shabbos and Yontif now merge to form one entity. In other words, now in this new Kedusha, which is made up of two individual Kedushas merged into one, there's a chiyuv to be Koveh Suda. Albeit the Machayev in its original form and originates in what? In Shabbos, but now that it's also Rosh Chodesh, it now becomes integrated into the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, when he says Yalav V'Yomer, it's a Yalav V'Yomer with a Chiyuv Suda. Normally, Rosh Chodesh is not a Machayev in a Suda, therefore, if you omitted Yalav V'Yomer, you don't repeat. But here's a case of Rosh Chodesh where the essence of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh generates a Chiyuv of Suda. How does Rosh Chodesh generate its Chiyuv of Suda? Because we integrate Rosh Chodesh together with Shabbos. And now he gets to Rav Yosef Engel. Okay, what's the sugya of Rav Yosef Engel? This is on the left column of Mem Ches. You have it inside, David? Mem Ches?
I'm running on that last point. Yes. This is a bit of Siddish. There's smichs of psukim. The Chazal say that the Suda Shabbos is in kind of it's like a mizbeach. So I know from the name of Rosh Chodesh, we always talk about Shabbos. Shabbos per Shabbos, I love this time of Nisra. Rosh Chodesh Hashem, Tagiba El Hashem. There's like a speaker's pasuk in there.
So Daniel, hold on to this for a minute, because I think that's Rav Yosef Engel. I think. So what's Rav Yosef Engel? Let's understand, there's a sugya in Masechta Zvachim. And the sugya is talking about Dine Kedima. If you have two mitzvahs, which come first? And specifically in the case of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Shabbos. What's he talking about? He's talking about karbanos that have to be brought in the Migdash. So it's Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh. So he needs to bring karbanos of Shabbos and karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. On the one hand, Shabbos should come first because it's Tadir. On the other hand, he says Rosh Chodesh has to come first because it's Makudosh. What does it mean, Makudosh? The Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh, insofar as it's part of the parasha of Moadim, because it says, Moedechem Rosh Chodeshem, so Moed has a separate status as far as Karbanos of Musaf. Okay. So you boil it. What do you say?
Shabbos comes from Moed, sure.
Well, for some reason, when it comes to Karban Musaf, the Gemara says that Moed comes before Shabbos. So the question is, what about Rosh Chodesh? Oh, so Rav Yosef Engel writes a sefer. I forgot now the name of the sefer, but it's right here in this paragraph. I just wanted to mention the name of the sefer, but okay, it'll come up. Oh, Tziyunim L'Torah. Okay, his famous work is called Gilyon Hashas and Asmin Dorais. This is a third authorship. It's called Tziyunim L'Torah. And he says the following. He quotes the Gemara in Zvachim. Iboilehu. This is line 3 on the left column. Tadir u'makudosh ezemem kodim. Which should come first? And he quotes a Braisa. I mean, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Musafe Shabbos kodim kodmin l'musafe Rosh Chodesh. Afal gav de musafe Rosh Chodesh makudoshin tfei. The Ikri Moed, okay, that you have to see the sugya. And nevertheless, we have this possibility that Musafe Shabbos come first. So the Gemara says, Atu Rosh Chodesh L'Musafim Di Dei Ahani L'Musafim De Shabbos Lo Ahani. In other words, if you're telling me that, okay, so the Atu comes up in the Gemara over and over again. What was the Atu? Just 1 second. What did it tell me? All right, I forgot. I saw it before, but so this has to do with the carbon tumit. Atu Shabbos Musafi. Atu Musafi Shabbos. Atu Musafi Didei Ahani. Musafi Shabbos Lo Ahani. This is the previous Gemara. Oh, so this Gemara is on Daf Tzadi on the base. The Toshma, the Gemara says, Tmidim Kodmin Lemusafim. Afal Gav de Musafim Kedishe. So the Tamid, which is Tadir, because it's every day, comes before the Musaf. Even though the Chora Musaf is more Kadosh, because it has to do with Yontif. So the Talmud is Kodem because it's more Tadi. Then the Gemara says, O Dilma Makudosh Kodem de Kodesh, because it has the advantage of being more Kodosh. Which I think he's referring to Musaf. Oh, the Afal Gav de Musafim Kedishe. So we see that Tadir is greater than Makudosh. So the Tamid is going to come first before the Musaf because the Tamid has the advantage of being Tadir. So the Gemara rejects this and says, Atu Shabbos L'Musaf Mahani L'Tmidim Lo Mahani. In other words, now we're talking about the Karban Tamid of Shabbos. So in other words, the Talmud would have been brought on Shabbos even if it weren't Shabbos. So the Gemara Nahavmina thinks that the fact that you bring a Korban Tavit on Shabbos is only relevant to the mitzvah of Tavit. Musaf, on the other hand, is related to the Shabbos. It happens to be that the Tavit today is being brought on Shabbos, but that Tavit is the regular Tavit of the rest of the week. So Gemara argues if Tavit comes first, then it must prove that Tavit Shena Tavit comes first, even though Mekudesh Tefei. So Gemara answers no. That same Mekudesh Tefei of the Korban Musaf applies to the Tavit as well, because the Tavit on Shabbos gains from the Kedusha of Shabbos. Let me see his translation. He says, surely the Shabbos Tmidim are also endowed with the enhanced sanctity of Shabbos offerings, no less than the Musafim. So it means like this, that the Tamid is an overlap of two. It's the regular Tamid of the whole year round, and it's also got the Kedusha of the same identical Kedusha as the Korban Musaf. So therefore, why do we tip the scale in favor of the Tamid and it gets Kedima? Because Tamid has the additional dimension of being Tadir. As far as Kedusha is concerned, the Tamid and the Musaf are exactly identical. Then the Gemara says, Toshma, Musafe Shabbos Kodmin L'Musafe Rosh Chodesh. And that apparently is because Tadir Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. And the Gemara thinks that the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is Kadosh Tvei than the Musaf of Shabbos. Let's see if he points out anything in the footnote. No, I don't see anything. He says, and the Gemara rejects this as well, Atu Rosh Chodesh Lemusafim Didei Ahani Lemusafi Shabbos Loahani. I'll read to you the English translation. He says, surely when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, the Shabbos Musaf is endowed with the enhanced sanctity of being considered Rosh Chodesh, no less sacred than Rosh Chodesh Musafim. Wow. This is mind-boggling. The Gemara is saying that even though the sanctity of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is greater than the sanctity of the Musaf of Shabbos, but now the Musaf of Shabbos gains the sanctity of Rosh Chodesh because it's also Rosh Chodesh.
It's easy to say that to the Talmud, but to say that to the Musaf of Shabbos, it sounds, that's a big chiddush.
I'll read it again. Atu Rosh Chodesh L'Musafim D'Day Ahani L'Musafi D'Shabbos L'Ahani, meaning the Kedusha that is generated by Rosh Chodesh for the Musaf generates also that same identical Kedusha to the Musaf of Shabbos. So therefore, as far as Kedusha is concerned, they're equal, but Shabbos has the advantage of being Tadir V'Sheino Tadir. Comes along Rav Yosef Engel, he says, Nira Kavonis HaGemara HaMakshin V'Atarts HaNechleku Po B'Svara. This is Rav Yosef Engel, you know, this is way before my friend Rabbi Adler here. And he says, Mis'achos v'nasos kedusha achas atzuma ugdoa. He gets very poetic over here. And therefore, he says, Filei l'makshin kisvar rishona. The makshin in the Gemara thought that these are coincidental overlaps of two kedushos. But basically, each kedusha remains independent. Im came a male Musafe Rosh Chodesh, Boyan Bishfil Kedusha Rosh Chodesh, Musafe Shabbos, Boyan Bishum Kedusha of Shabbos. And therefore, if the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is greater than that of the Kedusha Shabbos in this context, because of the Musaf, it has a din of Moed. Therefore, if you're telling me that the Musaf of Shabbos takes precedence, it must be because Tadir is more important than Mekudesh Tefei. And what does the Tarzan say? V'alze chodesle, he's machadish the Tarzan, the ena dover kisvaras, so you're wrong. Rak sheyesh beis kedushas liom echad, ein omdos kol achas b'fneyas v'nel v'schabros v'schaftos v'nas kedusha achas, mizug, what it's called, harkava mizugit, in the Rogan Shabbos language. And we already pointed out that Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Rogan Shabbos were on the same line. Is Nasa's Kedusha Achas Hatzuma Gdol of Alkeim Mela Musfei Shabbos Heim Gamkein Musfei Rosh Chodesh, meaning the Kedusha of that day is one Kedusha for both. And therefore the only factor that could tip the scale is Tadir, and therefore we bring Musfai Shabbos code. I think this is two nuschos in the Matzah about whether on Rosh Hashanah we mention Rosh Chodesh. Do you remember that? What's your minig? I don't know.
Didn't mention Rosh Chodesh.
So if you look in parentheses, if you open up to the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, I think in parentheses in the Musaf service it mentions Rosh Chodesh. And the reason why it's in parentheses is because there are two nuschos. And it really depends upon this. On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. It's no different than any other Rosh Chodesh. But on the other hand, it's Rosh Hashanah. So it could be that it's not a separate Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Hashanah is both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. But the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is now incorporated or integrated into the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. There's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh. But if you want to say that Rosh Hashanah is an overlap of two Kedushas, and the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh still maintains its own identity, then we should mention Rosh Chodesh.
Do you bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah?
I don't remember. I think we do, if I'm not mistaken.
So look at the Rav Machzor and see what he's.
Yeah. I think he brings down the two of your souls, if I'm not mistaken. But Rabosai, for tomorrow, what I'd like to do is this section in the Yeshiva Shitot. If the machine works, I'd love to photocopy it for you. All right, we'll stop here for Vincha.